This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The USDA Prospective Plantings Report was released today at noon Eastern Time. Corn acreage was up, soybeans down, and wheat was also down. We're going to check in with Brent Baker of John Stewart & Associates to see what this means for the markets.
We basically had two reports out today. The first was the March 1 stocks report. And typically, this is the report that can kind of move the market. But for today, the March 1 estimates basically on corn and soybeans came in right in within range of where most people were estimating them. So the real news, you know, maybe a little slightly lower on the soybeans, but there really wasn't a lot of news on the quarterly stocks. Basically, corn stocks are up 1% from a year ago, and bean stocks are actually up 15% from a year ago. The real news today, and we've got corn down 14 right now and beans up 2 and wheat up 3.5, is the acreage report that was released as well today. Corn was the big surprise. The average estimate for corn acres was 89.972, and corn acreage came in at 93.6, which was just a huge number. Bean acres were slightly lower than the average estimate. The average estimate was 83 million acres, and they came in at 82.2 million acres. Wheat acreage is off considerably as well. Average estimate was 51.7, and it came in at 49.559. Corn acres, the highest we've seen since 2013, and obviously the market taking it to heart. The market was leaning slightly bearish the report, and slightly bullish the beans, and they kind of got what they were looking for. The you know, there's going to be some guys out there saying, you know, how can corn acres be that high? But if you look at the eight major crops planted, the acreage, the total acreage this year is going to be 251.2 million acres versus 251.6 million acres a year ago. So, you know, just a lot of switching, lower wheat, lower milo, you know, higher corn. So the other thing that we're looking at as well now at this point is that if you look at the drought monitor index that's released on Thursday of every week, we haven't had this good of conditions on the drought monitor for the central Midwest since 2002. So we've got huge planted acreage coming up, ideal conditions, you know, obviously a lower board going into it. Right now, you've got beans up and corn lower, and you got wheat up as well. Right now, the market is basically trading intermarkets where guys are you know, selling corn, buying beans, selling corn, buying wheat, and you know, that's probably going to go on for a little bit, you know, at least here today and tomorrow, and then you know, we'll start trading you know, technicals and fundamentals, and going forward from there, you know, the focus is really going to be on those Monday weekly planting progress numbers. So that's about where we stand right now.
Seeing these reports and looking into 2016, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but with the corn acres up right now, the trend is certainly to have those prices be lower. I think we're going to see a whole lot of movement in the markets, or is it going to be pretty much what we've seen for a while now?
Well, like I said, we're going to watch these weekly progress reports. If we're at, you know, a decent pace of planting progress, we're going to continue to probably move lower on corn. I would just kind of looking at our models, you know, we could potentially see, you know, a low of 325 for December corn based on this type of acreage number. Maybe the only good thing is that there's not a lot of corn in the ground. I know there's a few guys around here that have some corn in the ground, but for the most part, there's still not a lot of corn in the ground. So maybe there may be some acreage switching decisions. But for the most part, if we have a timely planting progress reports, then we will continue to erode these prices.
Brent Baker of John Stewart & Associates in St. Louis, and we'll have more farm news after these messages. A new report from the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers has found that farmland prices in the state saw a significant decline last year. The group's annual farmland value report shows that agriculture acreage across Illinois dropped between 8 and 9% in 2015. The report found that land rated excellent and land rated good saw an 8% decline, while average land saw a 9% decline. David Klein, the group's general co-chairman, says that the recent decline represents a natural self-correction of the market after nearly two decades of increasing farmland values. Klein says farmland value in 2016 will largely depend on commodity prices. In World Ag News, grain traders told Reuters that China's policy change to end corn stockpiling brings the risk of lesser demand from China. The Chinese government confirmed this week the nation will end its corn stockpiling program at a time of high global supplies. Importers in China are likely to reduce purchases of farm products for livestock feed, including sorghum and dried distillers' grains, or DDGs. The policy shift aims to bring China's domestic corn prices more in line with foreign supplies. China has become a significant importer of corn from the U.S. and other countries in recent years, as the country has accumulated an estimated 250 million metric tons of corn in reserves, more than the country can consume in a single year. Some economists predict it will take China years to eat through its massive stockpiles. However, the country may need to keep importing feed grains if the quality of the reserves is poor or domestic prices remain too high, according to the U.S. Grains Council. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.